You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. T-Mobile just announced a new program that lets its subscribers binge-watch video from a few select sources without any of that streaming counting against their data caps. So if you want to watch every episode of Game of Thrones on HBO Go or a bunch of Netflix shows all in a row, all on your phone, you can, and you won't get charged extra. But the Binge On service launched to a little bit of controversy yesterday. Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson is here to tell us a little more. Ben is also the host, I should say, of a new podcast called Codebreaker that launches today. But before we talk about that, let's talk about this Binge On thing. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Molly.
So what is T-Mobile's new data offering, and how does it fall under this definition of zero rating?
So T-Mobile is basically saying here that as long as services like Netflix and HBO Go, ESPN, etc., adhere to its technical standards, it will provide their content to users without running up their data bill. And that's pretty much the definition of zero rating. Zero rating in the world of wireless companies and internet service providers is this idea that the service provider doesn't charge the end user any money for data used by specific services.
Why are so many people concerned about this?
What's interesting about this, Molly, is this has net neutrality advocates pretty worried. And what they're worried about is, say you want to be the next Netflix. You're this scrappy startup making video or other data-heavy content, and you want to get it to users. Well, you were really happy when the Federal Communications Commission upheld rules that were friendly to net neutrality, or this idea that users deserve equal access to all content. But this deal, this T-Mobile Binge On deal and things like it under zero rating, sort of moves the control of this to the carrier. They're giving, quote, free access to the content to get the consumer on board and excited about that. But it's sort of a transition of power.
Right. And it seems like what T-Mobile is doing in some ways is exploiting this zero rating loophole in net neutrality regulations, but it looks great for consumers, right?
Absolutely. It looks great for consumers. And it's interesting, the FCC is really focused on whether consumers are being price gouged or hurt in the process of delivering content to end users. And because of that, the FCC isn't as concerned with this zero rating thing, because in the end, the consumer gets the content for free. But if you're a net neutrality advocate, Molly, you have to be looking at this and being very worried about the future of how we get and use data.
Yeah, you know, I think zero rating has become more and more an interesting conversation. It's the thing that allows Facebook, for example, to provide access to some free services in the developing world, and that's been controversial. You know, if it's a loophole in net neutrality, T-Mobile just drove a truck through it. But I want to ask you a question about zero rating that I think you will appreciate. Now, in your new podcast, Codebreaker, which just launched, you're asking this central question about all kinds of technology, and that question is... is it evil?
Is it evil?
So let me turn the tables on you while I have you, Ben Johnson. Zero rating. Is it evil?
I think that on the one hand, you can look at this as a consumer, and we're all consumers, and say, giving me a ton of bandwidth to do what I want with the services that I want access to, not inherently evil. But if that comes with a price, and that price is... smaller companies, newer companies, competition is hurt. I do think that that is probably bad for competition. It's bad for innovation. And in the end, I think it's probably bad for the end user. So I would say that result is evil.
So speaking of is it evil in the podcast, tell me what's going on with Codebreaker. It's an unusual format, yes?
Yes, it is. There's a code in every episode. And if you want to binge it like a Netflix show, you can actually decipher the code in each episode to unlock the next episode, Molly. So the first episode that's out today and free to listen to, of course, is about email. And then we explore one kind of technology in every episode going forward and ask whether or not that piece of technology is evil.
All right. You can get that podcast starting today via iTunes or however you download your podcast. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you, Molly.